I was wondering if you could describe the scene for us, what it's like when a musher arrives at the finish line.
Sure. There's a sequence that has to happen when a musher comes in off the trail. I mean, this is 1,000 miles later from the start, and they've got to, first off, they come pulling in, everyone's cheering and everything, and they stop, they set the ice hook, which is a way of anchoring the sled so the dogs don't just keep on going up out to the Bering Sea and over to Russia. So they set the ice hook, they step off, they hug their mom and dad, boyfriend, husband, wife, whoever's waiting, as they walk down the line, thanking their dogs and the like, and then they come back, and usually they get checked in. Now, the check-in is a key point. If you don't get checked in, you're not off the trail and you're not done yet, because you've got to show off all of the required items, the axe, the sleeping bag, the dog food, and all that sort of thing. So that happens. Then, of course, there's people all mobbed around them. Even here, there's probably about good 30, 40 people here waiting for Angie to come in. Friends from Ketchikan, friends that she's made through the years in the mushing community. So there's a good show going on right here. Race Marshal Mark Nordman is out here.
So when a musher does come in, is it a celebration for each and every one?
Pretty much so. Well, you've always got the checker crew, and then you've got their handlers, you've got friends, you've got family, much like we have right here with Angie. So everyone's out here waiting to greet him or her. It really is a great moment when you look down there and you see those little doggies trucking down the center of the road, looking left, looking right, looking ahead, that sort of thing. And a lot of times the musher will be swinging the leg, just kicking the sled along a little bit, waving to everybody. Or they're giving little whistles and yips and the like to the dogs to keep them straight. It's pretty neat to watch. But there usually is a crowd.
And now Angie is a Ketchikan gal, born and raised here, but Southeast Alaska is not known for mushing. How many Southeast Alaska mushers are there anyway?
I know that Angie's the only one that is current, and then there was somebody from Juneau for a while that was mushing. But I can't say that I've ever met them. Let me see here. Yep, there's a headlamp. There's a headlamp at the far end of the road. So it looks like Angie is in sight.
Excellent. I'm going to turn it over to you so you can describe what's happening to our listeners.
Okay. All right. We've got a brilliant headlamp further down Front Street right now. You can see her turning her head side to side. You can just see the outline of the dogs as they're trucking along. They're probably about 300 yards from here, and she's coming right down the middle of the road. Alaska really does things differently. We truck our snow in to cover the streets rather than the other way around. Oh, yeah. Yep. They're motoring right along here, looking good. Little happy dogs.
All right, doggies.
Hey, Ketchikan, we're in Nome.
I was just wondering if you had any messages for all your Ketchikan fans. I'm sure some of them are listening right now.
Hey, thanks for cheering for me and prayers and everything like that. They're doing awesome. We came in with 11, so they're looking good, and they're tired, and we're ready to bed them down.
All right. Well, you all deserve the rest, I'm sure.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.